Good
afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I don't know what it's like in your part of the woods, but here, spring is ready to break open and arrive. So, Charlene, are you feeling that spring gust in the air?
Oh, it's wonderful, and it's here at 6 o'clock, and it's light. It's not dark, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Well, I guess you vote for, well, would you vote for daylight savings time?
Oh, yes, all the time. I haven't ever been able to figure out whether you turn the lights on earlier in the morning or at night. You know, I don't know the difference.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being here, Charlene, and I'd like to thank those who are out there listening to our voices.
Yes.
We're glad to have you. Love the fact that we're all here sharing with one another. Something that I'd like to talk about, Charlene, and those of you who are out there listening, if you have something that you want to add to with this conversation, give us a call. The number here is 877-876-5227. That's a toll-free number for all of you here in the U.S. What I wanted to mention, Charlene, is I was listening to the news the other day, and I didn't get all the facts. I just heard some of the facts. But what I heard was fascinating. There was a case, and I really do think this is going to be a landmark case eventually. It was the story of this little child that was born, and I didn't catch what illness he had, but he couldn't speak. He was having difficulty walking, communicating in any way. And his parents had saved some of his stem cells. And what they had done, I'm not aware of the organization. As I said, I just came in sort of like at the tail end of the announcement. But this was the blood that had been in the cord of the child. So when the child was born, they saved the blood from the cord, and they placed it in a very cold chamber. Now, you know, somebody somewhere offers these services. So they find that the child has this disease, and it's incurable. And so what they did is they took the, of course, this was experimental, because perhaps this is the first case that has done this. I don't know. But they took the stem cells and injected it into the child, and now the child is walking, is conversing. It's just incredible, I think.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yes.
Well, I believe that. I believe that. I think with the process that we're doing, we can actually command the stem cells to be activated. And that's what we do, is we command them to be activated, or God commands them to be activated, and all of a sudden they start getting activated.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk
right.
to you and the audience about it, is because this is something that you and Caroline had worked with the stem cells, commanding them to become activated. But when I saw this on television, I thought, oh, my golly, this is going to be a new method in the medical community. Of course, they don't know about you and God.
Well, there's a lot of them doing it out there like that. So.
Yes.
Yes, there is.
But I thought this was really fascinating.
Well,
and I just saw a little announcement of it on the news 2 days ago. I thought I would hear more about it, but I haven't heard a peep about it. Can you figure that out?
No. I would think it'd be big.
I think it's earth-shattering news here in the States.
You know, I was reading an article by Betty Eady that had died and then had a death experience and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And even in 1978, God showed her about the stem cells. I mean, that was 1978.
Well, of course, God was familiar with stem cells.
Yeah, right. And I'm thinking, you know, we're just getting around to it. And she was shown it in 1978, you know. It just takes us a little bit of time to get do catch up, doesn't it?
Well, I think what it is, it's this crossover between the scientific world and the metaphysical.
Yeah.
And back in 78, these were two completely different categories. And it is just really recently, I think Greg Braden is one who has helped to bring some of the metaphysical information with the scientific information. And we have other writers, too, who are doing the same thing. And
right.
There seems to be a movement now, especially since we have the string theory has come out, parallel universes. We have scientists now who are working in those areas, and they're starting to see that there might be a connection between that and the metaphysical community. To me, this is where the really breakthrough will be, when people who have a scientific mind will start to listen to the metaphysical community.
Well, they might have all along, but they haven't had maybe the know-how or the ability to be able to go in and verify it. And that might be some of it.
Well, perhaps that's true. Charlene, I was doing some work with the Universal Akashic Records.
Okay.
For those of you who know my work, you know that I work with a cherubim and get this information from the Universal Akashic Records. And the cherubim show me where one portion of the cherubim take the vibration from source, and then they carry that vibration throughout the cosmos. They sort of make a circle, go back to source. Source strips the information from that vibration and accesses it and integrates it, and then it is sent out again. Well, we've been talking about this off and on for some time. Well, I watched Charlie Rose the other day, which I just love the people that he has on board and interviews, and he was talking to some different scientists, and one of them was talking about the string theory, and he talked about it in such a way that it was easy to understand, and he started with an atom, went down to the electrons, and then he moved down to all the subatomic parts that make up the electron. And then he got to the point where he talked about the very smallest portion of matter, and I wish I could remember the name, but I can't at the moment, quivered. And
isn't
it struck me.
The adamantine particle?
He didn't say, but...
Oh, he didn't say.
No. But here was the thing that just struck me when he talked about this quivering. What is that quivering if it isn't vibration?
Huh.
And I was, like, struck, because as soon as I heard that, I connected that to the job of the cherubim of taking this vibration that they get from source, taking it all through the cosmos and back again. And the thing that struck me is the two things I do believe are the same. This quivering in the subatomic parts is the same as the vibration that is carried by the cherubim.
Oh,
and the reason that I say that is...
Are you talking about the intelligence, then?
Well, we're talking about perhaps the vibration is the intelligence.
Right.
It might be one and the same.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The reason that I felt this was so is because I had seen Archangel Michael coming to this... section of the cosmos, and he brought the string, and he showed me inside the string there was all of the sacred geometric shapes of creation was like compacted. And it was like, if you think of all of the shapes of sacred geometry, these were inside the string, and it was like compacted to fit in there, so that when the string was brought to the place where creation would begin, it would open and the sacred geometric shapes and forms would come forth. And so I do believe that this vibration that comes from Source, carried by the cherubim, is the very string that the scientists are alluding to in the string theory. Anyway, that's my bit for today. Stand by it.
Well, that's, you know, but that gives us a lot to evaluate and think about.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
And so my friends out there who are keeping us company tonight, who is listening to this chatter, come join us. The toll-free number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, we have a toll-free number for you also, and that is 888-815-8750. There is some other things that have been, that I have gleaned from the Universal Records, and one of the things that they say, Charlene, and they've discussed this any number of times, is that the basis of creation, the very building blocks of creation, is something that is very simple, but that the arrangements, the way they are arranged,
right,
is what brings forth all of the different aspects of creation. And when you think about that, I like that thought, because that means that once we start understanding this and exploring it, it seems to me like we can get down to the very basis of that, of creation and that connection to Source. And to me, you know, this is like the lightning bolt. All of what we see in the cosmos and what we see upon this planet someday will be understood to have truly come from that source. All that is, regardless of what name that you give to the source of all who made everything, that all life issued from that command.
So what we're saying is all sound also has a shape and a dimension.
Yes.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yes. Because there has been, in many of the people who ask for readings, one of the questions that they want to know is about the formation of their soul, their mission. And I have received this many times in readings for people, and many times I see this. I view the record, and it seems that there were several components to bring forth creation. One is sound.
Right.
One is color.
Right.
And there was and is the emotion of love. There is something about the love force that coalesces this. So the emotion of love, and we don't quite understand this, but then there are shapes. So there's several different components.
There's also tonation.
Yes. And so each one of the souls, as they were created, there was a slight variance of the colors, a slight variance of the sounds, and this all came forth from the intent of Source, and that part of the blueprint that the individual souls would participate with. So, you know, in the Bible, when they talk about there is something in there about, you know, the days it took to create. I believe these epics of creation was, first of all, came from the thought of Source. So Source took time to think this plan. And apparently, in our relationship to time, it took a long while because every one of these aspects were planned first. And that is what we call the blueprint, whether it's the blueprint for a soul, for a star, for a universe. All this was planned out. And then when it came, after the planning was done, then it came the time to bring forth all this into manifestation. And it's a beautiful story, Charlene, how as Source is going through this blueprint, Source calls forth those souls that are going to participate in a certain part of the blueprint. And that, to me, is so beautiful because what it is saying is each soul was called forth to participate in a certain manner with God's plan. And what a beautiful thought this is, because
I agree with you.
Yes, none of us came by accident.
No. Mm-mm. No.
We were
very,
pre-planned.
Very well planned.
Yes.
If we're the source or the essence of God Father and God Mother, that's how we have to be very aware of the value of who we are and not ever underestimate the creation that we, creative ability that we have to create with them in our lives.
That is so true, Charlene. And as you were speaking, it reminded me of something that I forgot to tell in the beginning when we were talking about how Source created the souls. And it was perhaps one of the most important aspects of all of this is that as the souls are being created, Source sends off particles of itself.
Right.
That is the matter that was used to create the individual souls. And, you know, I think we need to really contemplate that because we diminish ourselves sometimes when we think of the past history, how as human beings we have been controlled, and how there has been, you know, a lot of hatred, oppression. When you look through history, I mean, you hear the wars and so forth, and it is easy to forget that our soul holds particles of Source. It is what we are. And if you stop and think about the majesty of that.
That's my one time when I hear people that are saying negative things about themselves,
mm-hmm.
I say, you know, be very aware of what you're saying because you're diminishing the essence of who you are. Value who you are. That doesn't mean people say, well, that means you're stuck on yourself. I said, no, you're valuing who you are. So you don't look in the mirror and automatically, most of us look in the mirror and say, oh, you know, I'm too fat or I'm too short or I'm too, you know, skinny or, you know, oh, look at all my wrinkles. Or we do all of those things rather than looking in the mirror and saying, you know, I am so grateful for all the cells that are in my eyes that I have seen, all the beauty that is to see. So we need to be very careful and honor who we are. And so, you know, that isn't a normal way that we communicate with ourselves. But what you're bringing out is we have to be very careful and very aware of who we really are.
That's true.
And what we create is what we create from, like you said, the matter of sound. So the vibrational frequency of the sound of the words and the thoughts and the feelings we have is what we're vibrating into the universe, and it comes back.
I think we need to repeat that in a sense so that people who are listening that this really, you can integrate this. because of the way our souls were created and we have sparks or pieces of ultimate creator, prime creator, whatever word you want to use, source, God, because we have particles of source that is integrated into our soul, we have abilities to create using the very same things that you're talking about, Charlene. And this is the magnificence that we have. We have these abilities to bring forth into our life, because what we're really doing is using the abilities and talents and skills that Source has given us, and it is a case of us awakening to this and actually using the abilities that are truly ours. You and I, Charlene, have discussed on this program manifestation, and there's people out there who wish to manifest in their life certain things, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's a new house, whatever it is. Sometimes we feel stuck in a place and we don't know how to accomplish what we want to accomplish. Yes, you work with many people in helping to program the field, helping to put it out to the universe, helping to clear things in such a way that people's desires come to them. But even if they're not working with someone of your dedication, Charlene, people are able to do this if they arrange their belief system in such a way and think of who they are and work with that as manifesting, knowing that this is this ability has been given to us, and treasure it and work with it and bring those things into your life that you really want and desire, things that are good for you.
Well, because the things that you're going to verbalize will become your reality. Because you have that creative ability to create on the sound of what you've been talking about. So if somebody, for instance, is really angry and they'll say something like, "Oh, my aching back, you know, you're just my aching back." Then all of a sudden they're turning around and say, "Man, my back sure hurts." Okay, I go, "Well, yeah, I guess it does." Because you just created, you know, an aching back. The subconscious is very obedient. The energy field is very obedient to the things we say. So we have to change our way in our society of verbalizing and thinking and feeling. And that is to do it on a positive level. And somebody says, "Well, what if my back is?" You say, "Well, I've got a wonderful back. It knows just exactly what to do to be healed." And it does. Because like you're saying, all the cells have perfect memory. So we just have to turn it around, take the negative out, and replace it with a positive. And become more aware of what we're thinking.
Well, Charlene, I know that our listeners love hearing us chat, but I would like to remind them we're halfway through the program already.
Well, part of it is the information that you're giving out is so powerful.
And yes, I think so. Charlene, I know that you do this, but I would like to remind those who are listening to our voices that when I go, before I go on the air, and I know that you do this also,
right,
I pray that what comes forth, that I wish to follow the will of Source and to bring forth what Source wants people to hear. And I think the direction of this conversation is something that God wants us to talk about, and for those who hear this to absorb it and put it into practice in their daily lives. So, friends, if you would like to have a healing of some sort, you want your field programmed in some fashion, give us a call. Charlene is here to help you with that. If there is somebody out there who wishes to perhaps connect with their angels. I get this request a lot. People want to have some connection with either their masters, someone who is gone. When I say masters, I mean the ascendant masters, someone who has gone to the other side, perhaps their guardian angel, a guide. We, you know, call in and see if we just can't connect you in some fashion so that you know that they're there. Perhaps see them, hear them, feel them, or at least intuit their presence. The other thing is you might want some information from your record in the Universal Akashic Records. Give us a call. We're here to work with that.
One of the things I heard a few weeks ago that was really significant for me was that I heard very clearly when you do not use your angels, your guardian angels and your ministering angels, you do not allow them the opportunity to fulfill their mission that I have given them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, that's really true. Because I know that God, even on the other side, we're here to serve one another. And on the other side, it's still the same process. And that is that we must love one another and do good for one another. And so that's their job. They want to do whatever they can.
Well, Charlene, I think we touched a chord someplace. We have a caller. And your name, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi there. My name is Lynn.
Thank Hi, you. Lynn.
Hi, ladies.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I've been finding that through no conscious effort of mine, I'm being called back into spirituality.
Through no conscious effort, what was that? You're doing
yeah,
what?
I can't hear her go.
I've been asked to come back to spirituality. I haven't been looking for any sort of spiritual path at all, but now I've been finding that I don't have an option in this. I've been somehow being called back to it.
Lynn, we're chuckling, dear. And the reason that we're chuckling is because this is the time. And thank heavens that you are recognized, that you're intuitive enough to recognize this. So tell us, how did you recognize that you were being called to spirituality? I'm curious about this one.
Well, you know, one happened to be a dream of being bitten by a snake. I was very relaxed about it, but the venom of the snake caused some stigmata on my hand where I remarked in my dream that my hand looked like Jesus Christ, and I found I was getting very sick in this dream. I went to the hospital and was waiting and waiting and waiting for some help, but no one was able to help me, so I went to leave the hospital. The glass door split open. I fell to the ground in convulsions and had to crawl back on the dirty mat into the hospital. But, I mean, that's just one of the things. You know, I've heard voices saying, well, a voice. I was like, I thought I was sleeping. I'm not sure. I heard a voice say, your animal is a bat. And
your animal is what?
A bat.
A bat, okay.
So just a lot of things. There's a lot of information out there, and I'm not sure which direction I should be looking at.
Okay,
I'm overwhelmed with all the information. So, again, being away from spirituality forever, it seems, and coming back to it, there's so much information. I am completely overwhelmed with everything that I've been trying to read every book possible.
Uh-huh.
I've got a library, and I'm really backed up with all these books I need to read.
So right now, you're searching, as I understand it, and you're not quite sure what thread to pick up to fulfill that aspect of what you're being called to do. Is that a fair enough statement?
That sounds just about right to me, yes.
Well, your start, that's exactly where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
That's because your soul wants it.
Yes. Okay, Charlene, where do you think we should go with this? I kind of think that we ought to see what we can find out in her record. What do you think?
Yes,
unless you have something here that you want
to
discuss.
Records. Let's have you go to the records first, and then let's integrate it in.
Okay.
On a conscious level.
The reason that I said that is I could see the cherubim standing
yes.
there with your record.
Absolutely.
Did you see that,
yeah,
Charlene?
Yeah, I knew where you were going.
Oh, that's funny.
And then what we'll do is we'll put your soul connected to what they're giving you so that it comes forth more with your understanding and knowingness. It's already in there. And
oh,
it's
I'd
just coming
that.
Forth for you to become more aware. And the energy's out there for many, many people that are doing this. So why don't you do that for
yeah,
her?
She's giving you two symbols, Lynn. The first symbol is, well, I guess the best way to describe this is it would be a horn, the kind of horn that you see in literature that angels use. And what she is saying with that is that your soul has called you to awaken you to what you already know. So first of all, you're doing a lot of searching, and that's good, and I'm not discouraging you in any way, but what they are saying is what you are searching for, you already have within you. And so what this horn, this musical horn that she is showing you is the awakening method that your soul has used to sort of like open your eyes to another dimension. Now that has already happened. Now the second symbol she is showing me is this very beautiful lily. And as you know, I mean, I am looking at this lily, and of course it's white. You know that lilies are white, and lilies have the reputation of being a symbol of purity. And what she is saying here is that your soul has a history of bringing forth a very pure message. This message that they are talking, or that she is talking about, is the message of your higher mind, or the entrance way to your soul monad, that in the past you have brought forth these very clear and pure messages. So this whole concept of having it within you simply means that you have always been a soul of very high intention, very high integrity, and that higher aspect of yourself, she is saying, has been following you, watching what you have been doing, and awakening you at this predetermined moment, which is now, and that what you need to do at this moment, instead of searching for other people's words, is to review your own source within, because you will connect if you meditate, go within, your higher mind will communicate with you and give you the information that you need. And here is what she is suggesting, Lynn. First of all, she is saying this is a very, very important message for you. And take the suggestion, if you would, meditate, work with connecting with your higher mind. If you have a problem doing that, to call back at a future date, it could be next week.
Okay.
It could be Sunday when I'm on the radio with the Sunday show. But practice this. Call back if you need assistance. And, you know, she is reminding me also that these words of going within was also given by one of the great masters who came into this world. You know of him as Yeshua, Jesus. He came with that message of going within. He was saying the same thing that we are saying to you now, that you have this source within you. Now, does that resonate with you, Lynn?
Oh, it does, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time to explain that to me.
Okay, now let me tell you something else, Lynn. When you connect with your higher mind, you will have a download of information, and that information can come to you through, it almost looks like Morse code going over the eyes. Your eyes could be closed, could be open. Most of the time it seems to be closed. That's a download of information coming to you, and it takes a while to integrate that and activate those words in your brain, but you will receive guidance. Furthermore, she is saying that you are here for a very particular mission. Your soul sent you to do. There is great work that you need to do. She doesn't want to say more than this, other than meditate, work on connecting with your higher mind, and if you need more help along those lines, give us a call. We'll be on board Sunday if you wish to call then. So before we let you go, Lynn, have you worked on meditating?
Yes, I have, and it's been kind of funny because when I close my eyes, I get almost as if somebody were flicking the channels really fast on a TV.
Repeat that, dear, because for some reason I'm having trouble hearing you. When you close your eyes, what did you say after that?
It looks like somebody is changing the channels on a TV very fast.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I keep thinking I'm doing it wrong.
No, you're not doing it wrong.
Oh.
What you need is some patience to allow this to integrate. Know that you're not doing anything wrong. Now, when you meditate, how do you meditate?
Often there's guided ones that I've downloaded and use the iPod. I found the best way is for me to make sure that I'm not doing it when I go to sleep anymore. I like to sit up, put my feet on the ground. I've been finding that that is something I need to do, is be more grounded. So, again, the breathing, I like to close my eyes. And sometimes I feel like the room is spinning, too. So.
Now, that's not strange either. One last thing before you go, Lynn, are you a person who is more attuned to seeing your information, learning from what you see, or learning from what you hear?
I believe it would have to be visual.
The reason that I ask that is, you know, we're all different in that respect.
That's why she's seeing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I believe it would be visual, for sure.
Okay, work with that. If you learn anything from this call tonight, let it be that you are a very strong individual spiritually. It's just that you have been asleep up to now, and as you are waking up, you have a great deal of power. Don't be confused. Go within and work with this a little bit.
And then one of the things, Lynn, like I was talking about before, do not measure yourself as being wrong.
Okay.
Because everybody is different. If somebody else makes a comment to you, that doesn't make you wrong. You live within what God has given you, and you're visual. So don't label it as wrong because you said, well, maybe I'm wrong. Just ask God to let you know that it's right.
Okay.
It's coming through with you, and it's right, okay?
Oh, great. You guys are great. I really appreciate it. And I'm so glad you have a show like this for really confused individuals such as myself. It's so helpful.
You know, something that might be of interest to you at some point, go to my website, Lynn, and look at the information under the conference calls. We have people who come on board, and we have Voices from Heaven, where we bring in a master or someone on the other side that we ask questions of. They usually have a message for us, and we ask questions. And then there's the regular conference call where an archangel or a master will be there to help us in training. One of the things that Archangel Michael is doing right now is he brought in the standing wave, which is the energy that is in the pyramid at Cheops, and at the end of the month, he's going to be showing us how to use that. So take a look at the website. That's carolynevers.com. See Voices from Heaven and conference call, and see if your soul is prompting you to join.
Oh,
maybe
I will.
Lynn, call me on my phone, and I'll send you the pyramids.
Okay.
The diagram of the pyramids. Okay.
You two are just lovely. I really appreciate that.
You've calmed me down a lot.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, since you suggested that Lynn call you, why don't you give your phone number out?
Okay, it's Mountain Standard, 801-944-9346. And I have to warn everybody that if I don't call you back in 48 hours, please call again, because I have three machines and I still can't get them to all work together. So please, I've been warned when people have different vibrational frequency, your mechanical machines don't work properly. So please call me back. It isn't I'm avoiding it.
What Charlene is saying is vibrationally she's a high-powered individual and takes out her answering
machine. My sister has the same problem. So please just call me back. And
Charlene,
I'll be glad to send you the diagrams of the pyramids that God gave me.
Do you want to say a word or two about the pyramids, Charlene?
Well, it was a few years ago that he started visually showing me that there's these pyramids, and the pyramids within the pyramids, the pyramid is four-sided, and each the one side, there's a rotation of energy and color spectrum that runs clockwise. And on the other side of the pyramid is one that runs counterclockwise with a vibrational frequency of sound and also within the color spectrum. And so those have to be, and it's kind of like what you're saying, we're reaching that pinnacle of needing those symbols in our life. And he's been really encouraging me to get them out. So I'm just getting them out. Whatever I can do to get it to people so they can have them.
Okay, folks. My website is www.carolynevers.com, CarolynEvers. Tomorrow, Thursday, Master Kasumi is going to come to us who are on the telephone. We simply gather on the telephone. He's going to be answering questions. We're going to be interviewing him. I've received a lot of questions from those who will be on the line. Also, he's going to be working with a light body again, and very fascinating work. And again, the end of the month, Archangel Michael is going to show us how to use the standing wave. So, folks, we've got maybe 10 minutes. If you want to call, it's a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. The Canadians also have a toll-free number, 888-815-7955. I can't read my own writing. Check that number. I think it's 9750. It's on the index page. I'm going to have to write a more clear copy. Okay, you people from Canada, forgive me if I've offended you, but we're here. Toll free. Check it out. Well, you know, you got to have a little levity once in a while.
You got to have some humor, don't we?
Oh, my golly.
We do that periodically, don't we?
You know, it's the only way you can get through life is with some humor. I tell you, it's hard walking on your knees without some humor.
Oh, dear, we have a good time sometimes.
Life was intended to have some fun.
Well, you created it anyway.
What, fun or the faux pas?
Oh, dear. Thank you, Carolyn. I needed that.
You needed what, a little laughter?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. It raises, without everybody knowing what it does, is it raises your vibrational frequency.
Well, talking about vibrational frequency, I'm wearing Caroline's necklace.
Yes, so am I.
Are you? So
absolutely.
I think she's coming through.
Yeah, I think she must be, because she's always pulling something.
Yeah, I think her energy's coming through.
I think so.
So what kind of necklace do you have of hers?
Well, they sent me one that had three stones on it.
Three stones?
Uh-huh, and I just love it.
I have one that has metals on it. So what kind of stones do you have?
I don't know what they are. I don't have a clue. All I know is I don't care, and I just love it.
Well, are they colored stones?
Oh, yeah. I've got a pink, kind of a maroon, and then another pink,
mm-hmm.
which is more like a, I don't know. They're going to have to tell me what they are. But I just appreciate it and appreciate her and how much she's helping us. So.
Well, I'm just delighted that you have a necklace that you're wearing of hers. She thought I should have this on tonight. I'm wearing mine. Are you wearing yours?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, she's here with us in spirit.
I know she is. Very much so. So we love her and appreciate all of those that have crossed over. And
for those
really,
of you...
Like we were telling Lynn, they're there to help us.
Yes.
And they just haven't gone anywhere. We think they're someplace up in the cosmos. You know, isolated someplace, but they really are a different vibrational frequency, and so we just get to the point that you can tune in and hear that frequency, and that's why people like, well, John Edwards, well, he's one of them, that he picks it up, you know, and he can tell you what they're saying. There's several out there that do that, and I do that, too.
Well, for
you know,
those
so
who...
You.
Yes, we do. For those of you who might not be familiar with Caroline, on the Saturday show, we were on every other Saturday for 2 hours. Caroline would be my partner, just like you are my partner on Wednesdays. And we had more fun. And by the way, I'd like to mention, this is an entree, this Saturday coming up is my regular Saturday show, and Suzanne Ward is going to be with me on the show. And for those of you who know Suzanne's work, she works with her son who is in spirit, and I work with my son who is in spirit. Both of them crossed over very close to the same age of one another, and they've got this young look that I felt was very similar to one another. And Susie and I are going to talk about our sons and how they perceive what is in the near future for the planet. So tune in Saturday. Those of you who hear my voice, I think you will just love it. I think it's going to be a very interesting program Saturday. So 2 hours of fun. Looking on the other side, what's it like over there, how Susie and I work with our sons, and what they see on the horizon. So tune in, folks, for 2 hours of really fun. It will be on Pacific time. That will be 1 o'clock Eastern. It will be 4, and that is on Station 1. So, Charlene, I think we have almost exhausted our conversation, unless you have something else you want to bring forth. We have about 3 minutes here.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I would just caution everybody to watch very carefully what they think and what they say. You know, don't get so hung up, though, that you don't enjoy life a little bit. But just be aware of what you say about yourself and love yourself because God loves you.
Well, that reminds me of Archangel Michael. A lot of times at our conference calls, Archangel Michael, Master Kasumi will come, and the two of them are doing some very interesting work with the light body, with the electron, and the two of them have more fun. We had a program where they were working with the electron, and they were tossing the electron to one another, telling us to play with it and have fun. So they are such joyful people, and something that Archangel Michael says so many times is how he dances in joy. I mean, if you could see this archangel with a sword in his hand dancing with joy, I just love it. And so this is you know, we should be joyful. It is what we were created to be, beings who are in joy.
Well, it's kind of like recognizing the fact that if you're a parent, like you're talking about, you know, you would like to see your children happy.
Yes.
And any time that we feel like that we have Godfather and Godmother that does not want us happy but miserable, we're saying that we're better parents than they are. But they want us to have joy and happiness. But they also understand how we can create a negative in our lives by the things we say and think and feel. So they're just cautioning us so that we can have joy and happiness.
Well, Charlene, it's that time of the night
okay.
where we have to say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We send you God's love.
Goodbye, friends. Tune in this Saturday and Sunday, and we'll see you again next Wednesday.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Antonia Love, psychic advocate and metaphysical teacher. Welcome to bbsradio.com. If you're looking for high thoughts, all original programming, even the music we play, always original, always here on bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is Niles McClower for the new show, Why Life Is, right here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. Just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is the show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.